Brought to you by LiveRite, publishers of the new book, We Tell Ourselves Stories, Joan Didion and the American Dream Machine. New York Times film critic Alyssa Wilkinson chronicles legendary writer Joan Didion's journey from New York journalism to Hollywood screenwriting. Available now.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Kira King is here.
Hello.
Kira got invited. Kira got invited to the swanky premiere last Thursday to go see Gladiator 2.
Guys? I have to say, they pulled out all the stops. It was one of the most incredible premieres that I've ever been to. So congrats to everybody involved. I rocked up to the Lighthouse and there was just like hundreds of people with phones, and then the scream went up, and then I knew Paul Mescal was obviously on the red carpet, and they had a big massive Gladiator sign, and he talked to everyone on the red carpet and he took photos with all the fans, and then we went into the Lighthouse and then he himself came in and introduced Gladiator 2 to all the different screens. So it was pretty epic, in fairness.
Have a listen. This is Gladiator 2 starring our very own. He's from out the road.
20 minutes out the road, Jim.
He's 20 minutes out the road.
It is an art, choosing gladiators. You have something in you. Rage. Never let it go. It will carry you to greatness. I own you now. But whose head could I give you to satisfy your fury?
The general will do. Rome has taken everything from me. But I will have my vengeance.
Lucius, take your father's strength. His name is Maximus. And I see him in you.
Sounds pretty good.
Here's the question. Is it any good? Because reviews have been mixed.
Okay. If you loved the first Gladiator movie, which I really did, and I think a lot of people really did, it doesn't come close to the first Gladiator movie. But that's okay, all right? So Paul Mescal plays a gladiator, and Denzel Washington is kind of like the sports agent of gladiators. And he ends up back in Rome, which is being ruled by two evil twins. And obviously it's discovered that he is Lucius, and he is the long-lost son.
He's Russell Crowe's son.
Of Maximus.
He? Right, okay. Right.
And then, you know, this whole kind of Denzel Washington is just absolutely brilliant in this. Like, I think he's having so much fun, and I think he's probably going to get Oscar nominated. But to see Paul Mescal in this role as a gladiator, and he's not even the biggest gladiator in the movie. Like, there's loads of big lads kind of surrounding him or whatever. But it is undeniable that he has such a presence. And this is his big one. This is the role that's going to literally... I know he's famous anyway, but this is just going to kind of catapult
this
him.
This is what I was saying. When we were having the conversation earlier in the week about the reviews, it's almost like it doesn't matter, because in this stage of his career, he needs to... It's not like it's going to flop, because it's going to be huge. It's a huge
film. Everyone's going to go see it. Yeah.
And it's a type of film that at this stage of his career... He almost has to do it. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And more power to him. I like that.
Absolutely.
But setting aside the pride and the fair play to him, and the fact that his mom was there and it was all gorgeous and lovely, it's okay, fine. It's not Gladiator 1.
No, it's not. And don't even think about that when you go in. And they did one very smart thing, I'll have to say, because Hans Zimmer's Now We Are Free, to me, is one of the most beautiful pieces of music ever written for a movie. And they didn't try to write a new piece. Okay. They used that piece of music as well. Spoiler alert, there you go. But I thought that was very smart. It is. If it's 2.5 hours long, it doesn't feel that way. Some of the CGI is questionable, and some of the accents are a little bit dodgy. But overall, it's an enjoyable experience, and I think that we need movies like The Gladiator 2 that will absolutely transport you back to the Colosseum in Rome.
Yeah.
Especially with the current state of the world, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
That's it. Well, that's cool. It's a non-negotiable for me. I will be going to see it. Mm-hmm. Purely because I love the original one. It's a big epic Roman Hollywood. I mean, also, it's not like there's a Marvel film every 15 minutes. It's not like there's a big, you know, this is a big spectacle and it's worth going to see.
It's absolute escapism. Mm. And I will come back to the fact that you're watching Paul Mescal on screen and you're just really impressed, because I think the way I feel about Paul Mescal is I feel like he could be my younger brother.
He's from out the road. He's 20 minutes out the road.
Or I feel like I went to school with him.
He's from out the road.
Here's what I will tell you. You're absolutely rooting for him.
Yeah, I have to say I was quite impressed with his accent, because it was quite Russell Crowe-ish, wasn't it?
He's so buff as well.
All right, man, leave it. He's from out the road.
Ray Foley on Today FM.